Okay, let's unpack this. We're diving into a fascinating area today, one that challenges a lot of common assumptions about childhood high body weight.
Yeah, it really does.
You might think you know the story, you know, eat less, move more, but our sources reveal a program taking a radically different and, well, surprisingly aligned approach in some ways.
It's fascinating, isn't it? What's really compelling here is how one clinic is tackling significant medical concerns, not by focusing on body size, but by actually treating underlying metabolic conditions.
Been doing that while championing principles like health at every size.
Exactly. It offers, I think, a really fresh perspective on what it means to be truly well-informed about health and bodies. This deep dive should be quite revealing.
So we're looking at excerpts from the Kartini Clinic in Portland, Oregon. They detail their new program for kids with high body weight that's linked to metabolic dysfunction. And we also have another document, Size Acceptance in Encompass, which positions their approach as health at every size in practice. Our mission here is to understand how they navigate this complex terrain.
Right. And the core idea, the really fundamental shift, is that excess body weight is often seen as a symptom
A symptom of what?
of underlying metabolic dysregulation. Things like, high bad blood fats, insulin resistance, fatty liver disease, even sleep apnea. The literature is pretty clear. Diet and exercise alone often just don't work long term for these kids.
And can cause a lot of misery in the process, right?
Absolutely. Misery, frustration, even harm. So this program aims to go, as they say, beyond calories in and calories out.
Okay, so what does this all mean for the children they actually treat? This is where it gets really interesting, I
It
think.
does. First off, they never diet or calorie restrict a child.
Period.
Never.
Man.
Hunger is not tolerated, and exercise, it's framed entirely differently.
How so?
It's for fun, for enjoyment, for being a kid, for sports. It's explicitly not presented as a tool for weight management.
Wow. And they also utilize some newer medications, the GLP-1 receptor agonists. Those often get labeled as diet drugs.
They do, but that's not how this clinic views them at all. They use them not as weight loss tools per se, but to address physiological mismatches between satiety and hunger signals.
So more like treating an underlying biological issue.
Exactly. Much like you'd use thyroid replacement for hypothyroidism or insulin for type 1 diabetes, it's about correcting a documented metabolic or endocrine problem, like leptin resistance or severe insulin resistance.
Okay, that makes sense. So the treatment isn't driven by wanting a child to look different then.
Not at all. They treat documented medical conditions, things diagnosed through objective lab values and vital signs, things like that leptin resistance or insulin resistance, or even diagnosed binge eating disorder.
So it's never based on BMI or just how a child looks.
Never. They are very explicit that they reject parents who come in just seeking a shot to lick weight. They actively teach size acceptance.
Affirming that bodies come in all shapes and sizes.
Precisely. And that health isn't solely determined by weight. They even state, quite powerfully, obesity is almost always a symptom, not a condition in and of itself. It's about finding and treating the root cause.
So wrapping this up, what does this all mean for you listening? This deep dive shows us a medical model that refuses to diet children.
Right.
It treats complex metabolic conditions head on, and it champions body diversity. And importantly, it aims to prevent the harms that come from weight stigma and, frankly, ineffective restrictive approaches.
And it really raises a significant question, doesn't it? If we can treat metabolic dysfunction and eating disorders in a way that respects body diversity and avoids harmful diet culture, what does this imply about how we should think about health at any size? And maybe how we should approach medical care more broadly? It definitely challenges us to look beyond the surface.